WOKL.com.
The Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
With us every Friday, BradPowerSports.com will let you know how you can get all of his information. Brad, let's begin with your thoughts on the playoff future and the 12-team model and what you found out about it, particularly with yesterday's news.
Well, thanks for having me on, Bill. It's always mixed with me. On one hand, I mean, as a bettor and a gambler, more games, the merrier, more opportunities to make money. In that regard, I'm happy. I'm intrigued by, because one of the major questions in college football, following it, at least growing up in Big Ten country, is, what happens when these SEC teams, you get them up here, in the middle of December, and obviously we have that possibility now. So I think that could be a positive, at least to see it at first. But, as a fan of the sport on the other side, I think there, outside of, a few, games mattering more in smaller conferences, I just think the stakes are lower now on a week-in and week-out basis in college football. And I mentioned there are no games of the century anymore. Those just have a lot less meaning than what they did. What do I mean by that? Florida State, Notre Dame, 93, LSU, Alabama, even a couple years ago, Ohio State, Michigan game and like 06. Those games just have far less meaning now. And then I think I tweeted that out and somebody's like, ooh, congratulations. Five games in 35 years don't mean as much. I can tell you right now, and off the top of my head, I gained 7-8 games last year that just had no meaning whatsoever, even though they were probably 7 or 8 of the more memorable games of the year ago. Oklahoma's involved in two. Those two losses against Iowa State and Kansas State in the regular season meant absolutely nothing. Oklahoma, won all their other games. They beat Iowa State in the Big 12 championship game, and per the rules, at least it's how they've been laid out, I mean, they would have been a 4 seed, even though they lost 2 games and were upset twice in the regular season. So the stakes are lower. And then finally, as a Notre Dame fan, it's a sad day. If Notre Dame's 12-0 and ranked number one, and you're going to relegate yourself to the 5 seed, I knew that day was happening because of Notre Dame's inability to, dominate the sport like they once did. I mean, the last 25, 30 years of not, doing their part, this is one of the ramifications of that. And as a Notre Dame fan, I didn't like the deal for Notre Dame. So,
okay, Brad, here's an area where I'm a little confused regarding Notre Dame and the seeding per se. We've got the committee. The committee concept is not going away, and they have their voting, right? And they have their ranking. And the way I understand it, Notre Dame could be number one in their rankings, their final rankings before we get to the postseason, but they still have to be seeded no better than fifth. That's a little weird.
It's extremely weird, Bill. That was my understanding of it as well, that could be the case. I'll say another thing. I don't want the committee anymore. I know that's what's going to be the case. I'm tired of the committee. Let's go back to the BCS and that formula. I want more computers, less human beings involved now that we're doing 12 teams. So, I mean, that would be a complaint that I have. I can tell you this. I don't like neutral site games in the quarterfinals. You know, let's really value the regular season again. And not only the top four teams get a bye, but then they get a home game in the quarterfinals. So, I just ask fan bases of the championship game, when you throw in the conference championship game, you're going to ask them people to travel four times in a six-week period. Not going to happen. You are going to get empty seats in some of these stadiums. But they don't care. And let's just call it what this is. I mean, they can say this is better for the sport and all this and for the student-athlete and the fan and all that, and I could even question that. But let's be real about what this all really is about. It's what America is about, and that is putting more money in your wallet, in your pocketbook. This is more of a money grab, especially coming off of a 2020 season where a lot of revenues were lost because of less games, no fans in the stands. I mean, that's why they've been quick to do this all of a sudden. A sport that traditionally has been the slowest to adjust, slowest to evolve, all of a sudden, boom, bang, now we go from 4 to 12. Well, I mean, a lot of it's money driving all this.
You touched on, if we had this 12-team concept last year, Oklahoma would have been a 4-seed. It had been Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Buckeyes, Oklahoma 3-4. Now, here would have been the matchups. You've probably seen this. It's what the brackets would have looked like in 2020. And, Brad, I'll just ask you, you can just give us a general number. Cincinnati, Georgia would have been an 8-9 game. Now, I understand the higher seed hosts, so that means Georgia would have been at Cincinnati. What would the spread have been?
Georgia probably 3-4 range in that one. Keep in mind, Georgia was favored by about 7 on the neutral site. I think cold weather,
right.
Cincinnati's a decent home field. You got to give them about 3 points. So Georgia 4.
And that team, the winner there, feeds into Alabama. Notre Dame would have hosted Coastal Carolina, 5-seed versus 12. What would the spread have been?
Notre Dame, and I'm doing this off the top of my head. Notre Dame would have probably been about 14 at least.
Aggies 6-seed against Indiana 11-seed.
Texas A&M would have been laying between 7 and 10 points.
And then you've got the Gators, the 7-seed, Iowa State, the 10-seed.
Florida at home would have been laying about 7 to 8 points there.
And the SEC now, for everybody about fairness, and this does allow, Coastal Carolina getting in, IU getting in, et cetera, Cincinnati, that typically wouldn't happen probably ever if you had a four-team playoff. We stuck with the four-team playoff. But if it's all about with some out there, Brad, the SEC love and the SEC gets too much attention and they always get the benefit of the doubt, right here would have been, what would that be? 25% of your teams would have been at. Four teams got in last year under that format.
Yeah, so 33%. And real quick, because now I'm looking at what my power ratings were at the end of the regular season. Notre Dame probably would have been 17 over Coastal Carolina. The other spreads that I mentioned are relatively close in those. But he's getting more opportunities. And for everyone that says, you're giving the little guy the chance, I get that. And I am happy in that regard because I did go to a MAC school at Bowling Green, and when I was there, Urban Meyer was the head coach, and Bowling Green was ranked in a couple of those years I was in college, and there was a lot of excitement. And now if you're ranked in the top 25, the chance of you getting the playoff, I mean, I can only imagine how exciting the campus would have been. So for that, I am excited. But on the other side, 2013, Alabama lost the kick six game. Guess what? Alabama's still going to the playoff. And guess what? Alabama is the favorite to win the national title probably, even though they lost the kick six game. So for all those years that Alabama might have, gotten knocked off and got knocked out of the playoff or the BCS, Now they're still in it. And again, you know, when Alabama's been a favorite in every single game but one in 10-plus years of college football, then you're only giving Alabama more opportunities, too, to win it.
Yeah, we've already talked about it. Those rare years where they're 10-2. And let's say they don't go to the league championship game. You've got a ticked off Nick Saban with motivation for the team, and now you got to play a lower seeded Alabama team in a do or die situation. Try that out for size if you're the other team.
You're going to be an underdog. I mean, that's just what it is. So, people, this is going to balance the power. No, it's not. And another thing that people just do not grasp is now the Coastal Carolinas and even the teams like a Notre Dame that have been outside the top four or five programs. Now, instead of winning just a one-off, like Notre Dame could have beaten Alabama in 2012 and won the national title, now say Notre Dame would have pulled that off. Now you got to turn around and beat Clemson. And if you beat Clemson, now you got to turn around and beat Ohio State. So now you got to win 3-4 games in these situations and scenarios. The only teams right now that have the roster depth, 1 through 85, to be able to handle this, are your top four or five recruiting powers. That's it. These other teams are just not capable of handling it. Sure, it'd be nice to see a Coastal Carolina or a Cincinnati win a quarterfinal game or one of those first-round games, but the reality is they're not lining up and winning 3 or 4 of these games in a row. Just ain't having it.
Do you think we'll see this as early as 23?
Oh, I do. I think it can happen that quickly. I think they want it to happen that quickly.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, they've already told us they can't do anything this year, 21 or 22. But after that, and that would be year 10 of the 12-year contract, where they would be jumping in, tearing it up, obviously negotiate all the new money, and because it's definitely a money grab, and if indeed that's the truth, what would be the reason to wait through the 12-year contract?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely not. The question is whether it's going to be 23 or 24 at this point. But, yeah, you try to get that money, and you're right, it could be 24 just because of the contracts that they're going to have to be renegotiated. That might take some time, but as soon as they possibly can. I mean, why not? I mean, you want to get paid. And it'll be interesting to see if it's multiple networks or if it's just one network. I would like it to be multiple networks instead of ESPN holding all the power. So, I mean, a lot of interesting things. But I'll say this, Bill. Oh, my goodness. I mean, for a sport that barely changed for 100 years, in the next 5 or 10 years, I don't even know if the sport's going to be recognizable. And you know my thoughts on this. I don't necessarily think it's going to be a good thing.
Tell you what, Brad, there's the music. Tell everybody how they can get your info before we send it to the break.
BradRobertSports.com, top of the page. Make sure you're clicking on the Bill King tab. Ton of free info, season win totals, college football, NFL, you name it, it's all in there. If you like what you see, $79 is the price. Early bird price to sign up for the season. Keep in mind, you get write-ups on every single college football and NFL game. Top picks of the week. Check it out, BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
More Brad as we continue. Use the hashtag AskBP on Twitter. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's looking a lot better there on Briley Parkway at I-40 where we had that earlier crash. Still quite a bit of traffic volume. Trying to get down through Goodlettsville right now on 65 southbound. Still looks good. I-40 coming through Kingston Springs. All that traffic flow coming in from Dixon County where we did see a lot of radar out through parts of Dixon County and Humphreys County this morning. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition is something perfect for the kids and the grandkids. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 87. For tonight, partly cloudy, 72. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs near 90. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows, 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Brad Powers with us. Brad Powers Sports. Use the hashtag AskBP. Back to Notre Dame. Couple theories that I think are correct. One would be the provision that they can't be a top four seed and get a bye is that would give them a double bye. They don't play a league championship game, and then they get a first round bye, which is looked at like a big advantage. I guess that's one angle. Now, another one, Brad, even though nobody is saying this, at least the commissioners who were quoted yesterday, like Swarbrick, like Greg Sankey, like Bob Bowlesby, is this a kind of idle or quiet threat to Notre Dame about conference affiliation?
Oh, I think no question it is. And I think the one-year thing in the ACC went so well for Notre Dame that it probably makes it easier for the powers that be, and also some of the fans probably warmed up to the idea. I mean, I didn't, but I certainly think yesterday's news was, if you're handicapping it, I think the odds moved in the direction. If there's a yes or no, will Notre Dame join a conference in the next 10 years? The yes just got juiced up a little bit. Now, yeah, I wouldn't say significantly, but let's just say the chances of it happening. Maybe they were 30%. Now they're probably maybe, 40, 45, 50%. I'm not sure that they doubled, but they certainly moved in that direction.
I guess if you want to spin it, as a positive, no league championship game, at least still for now, for Notre Dame. And if you're a 5, 6, 7, 8 seed, you're hosting somebody in South Bend in mid to late December, right? Which is probably not going to be the most weather-wise fantastic experience for whoever's visiting in there. Particularly, and you've touched on this, somebody from the South.
Yeah, and, you know, if you get that 5 seed, I think that should be the goal then for Notre Dame, is you're probably going to be facing group of 5, and you're probably going to be laying double digits in that game at home. So there are some advantages, and, you know, keep in mind that with the current stipulations, then that next round game is a neutral site. So it's not like Notre Dame would play at Oklahoma. They'd play Oklahoma on a neutral in that 4-5 matchup. So in that regard, after my initial reaction was, I just don't see how Notre Dame can win the title or they're going to have to join a conference. Thinking about it a little further, it makes sense in that regard. But me personally, I still prefer Notre Dame's 12-0 and ranked number one in the polls or the committee rankings or whatever. I prefer to have the bye, Bill.
Two lines of thoughts on what this does to the regular season. They're selling it, meaning the leadership and those who are going to make this move to the 12-team conference playoff format, that this actually keeps more teams engaged because more teams get in. The flip side of that is it's going to kill off the regular season because it's not going to feel even as important as it used to feel. Which side of that, again, are you on, Brett?
It kills the regular season. I don't want anyone really it's not an argument, I don't think. It just does. It lessens it. Just off the top of my head, I can give 7-8 games from last year. Those results pretty much meant nothing. And certainly at the top of college football, the really big, memorable regular season games, and those are the games that seem to test of, the test of time, even over a lot of memorable bowl games, those games are done. I mean, they just don't mean as much. I mean, if you can lose that game and still get a high seed and get a home game, make the playoffs, obviously. I mean, on a week-in and week-out basis at the top of college football, and I'm talking the Power Five and the top 10, 15 teams and programs, the stakes are lower on a week-in and week-out basis. But sure, I mean, if you're a fan of Cincinnati and UCF, the stakes are higher. And those games certainly mean more now, but the top of college football, it doesn't.
Noah Cav up in Chicago says Notre Dame gets to keep their deal with NBC and also a chance to host a playoff game. How much money do they make off a home game? It's a win-win for them. Yeah, they don't lose their NBC contract. Now, I remember last year they shared it because of the ACC agreement, but no, that's only their money. And I don't really know. The only thing I've seen overall projection-wise on the money, Brad, is if the current playoff contract is worth about $460 million, the next one is going to be at least double that. With expansion, it may be a billion.
Yeah, I think we're heading towards a billion with a B. It's at least double, if not, you know, closing in on a billion. And I'll say this. Those first couple of years, it'll be exciting. What I worry about is the ramifications in year 6 or 7 of this, because you all said 4 was better than 2. And guess what? 4 wasn't better than 2. If we're looking at the popularity and the overall health of the sport, is not as good right now on June 11th, 2021, as what it was June 11th, 2014, right before the first year of the playoff. The overall health of college football has not been bettered by going from 2 to 4. So, well, we'll see if 12 is better. My inclination, my gut says it won't.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. I saw here it is, and it's just a gambling topic. Sports betting by handle, by state, April of 2021. New Jersey, about $750 million. Illinois, $540 million. Pennsylvania, $479 million. Nevada, $458 million. Michigan, 274. Explain what that means and what it tells us.
Yeah, handle is the overall amount bet in a particular month. And April's not a really busy month because you don't have college basketball, college football, NFL. You're coming off of March Madness. There's kind of a little bit of fatigue, and you're just talking regular season hockey. I guess baseball starting up and regular season NBA. So those numbers are unbelievable considering that April typically isn't one of it's kind of the start of the summer season where the overall handle takes a little bit of a dip compared to obviously your fall and winter months. But I think it shows that ultimately once this becomes a mature market, everyone's going to want to bet. So it's just going to come down to, overall population in your state as far as the handle. So a state like Nevada, I've said this time and time again, sure, they'll get a bump because it's Vegas and the big events and whatnot. But since we're one of the, the 15 least, populous states, when it's all said and done and becomes a mature market, overall handle, the state of Nevada is not going to be in the top 10. 5 years from now. So especially once California gets their act together. So if they get their act together, I probably should say instead of when. But Nevada continues to drop on that board. And it's not a surprise, just, who lives here? We only have like 3 million people and everybody lives. It's just one little section in the southernmost part of the state.
Now, if I'm looking at that New Jersey, this is sports betting. Handle by state just for April 2021. New Jersey right up around $750 million. Before they got that cleared in New Jersey, where was that $750 million going? Was it illegal? Was it?
Great question. Because believe it or not, Nevada's handle hasn't really changed. In fact, it's gone up a little bit, and not significantly, but it's up a little bit compared to what it was a couple of years ago. You can't compare it to last year, obviously, with no sports going on, but it's up a little bit. So all that extra money was going to, Guido on the street corner or in illegal markets. So, the estimation is this is $150 billion, with a B, $150 billion type of market when mature and 5 years ago, 95%+ of that was going in illegal offshore markets or your local bookie.
So is the street bookie not as prevalent or won't be as prevalent anymore? Or will they? I know there's always going to be street bookies because there's a market for it, but is this hurting the numbers for them?
I can't say with certainty, but it has probably a little bit, but I will say this. They allow you to bet on credit. That's the major advantage of Guido on the street. It's going to allow you to bet money that you don't have where, they don't allow you to do that at the legal sports book. So that's the one advantage. I mean, if you want, a hot take, I think, it's going to hurt them originally. But I think once this market matures at least from what I've seen so far, the books that'll take over, I think there's going to be, a lot of people, myself included, that are going to want to bet offshore or even with local guys because we're not fond of where the industry is going. And what do I mean by that? I'll just name one specific example. I'm not sure guys like myself 5-10 years from now are going to be able to bet enough to get, enough of a limit to get thousands of dollars on a particular game or whatever at these new books. You can't get enough down. So where can you get more down? Offshore markets or with, guy on the corner, I can bet more money than what they're going to be able to offer me.
So more and more, they're limiting the amount you can bet. Now, I guess my question would be why?
It's their business practice. I mean, would you want to, allow someone to beat you consistently? When you see it from their perspective, if someone, you're losing money on something, why would you not want to cut that out of your bottom line? So that's why. I mean, if you're winning against a sports book, they have the ability to, you know, ban you or limit you to the point where you don't want to bet there just because you beat them. And everything's about the bottom line. And if they can get, you know, if there's 100 guys betting into your thing and one guy out of 100 is beating you consistently, why don't you just eliminate that one guy that's beating you and just allow the 99 guys that you're beating on a consistent basis? So that's the sports book's way of thinking. But, you know, from a bettor's perspective that tries to be that one out of 100, it does make it frustrating. And it's not like, look, I would say that the best practice would be fair limits. I don't need to get $10,000 or $15,000 down on a college basketball or college football game, but, you know, don't limit me to $100 or $10. Don't insult me on something like that. Allow for a fair bet. It's not going to impact your bottom line in the long run that much if I'm only betting nickels and dimes, $500 and $1,000. But don't insult me with, I've seen buddies, you know, get limited to $1 or $2 on specific events, or $100 on an NFL side, which is so ridiculous. So there has to be a little bit of balance both ways.
Heck, that might help the street bookie from what you're saying. Street bookie might get more popular.
Yeah, I think it will when it becomes a mature market. And who knows? But I can tell you, The sports books that are grabbing the most market share right now are the sports books that tend to ban and limit professional bettors. Those are the ones that are popular right now that are taking hold. My favorite book in the whole wide world, Circa. It's right here in Vegas. It's a new book. They don't. They welcome all money. So, and they give you fair limits, and they don't ban anybody. But they're the exception, not the rule at this point.
Just to give everybody an example, street bookies have probably been around longer than dirt, literally. I know I went to college early 80s at Tennessee. And every frat house, Brad, there was at least one bookie. You could get a bet on any college game, any pro game. Some guy in his room in the frat house, you know, a lot of those kids will live in the frat house in the rooms that they have there. There'd be a guy in every frat house in the early 80s where you could go and get a bet on anything. And this kid was probably 20 years old, Brad, maybe.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of those guys are the guys that are running the sportsbooks here. They're
probably
in
right.
Vegas now. And yeah. So there, it's kind of a lost art in that form, but there's going to be a lot less. But they're not going away completely, trust me. And maybe there's going to be a lot less of them now because of the nuance and the newness of all the sports betting books that you can bet at. But I'm telling you, 5-10 years from now, once this becomes a mature market, and again, I said this a couple weeks ago, if you want to get down at 10 or 15, 20 bucks, in the next 5 years is time to do it. I think, you know, just like any other part of our society, we're evolving into one business. And these other sports books that grab the most market share are going to buy out. You're not going to have 20 different places to bet 5 or 10 years from now. It's going to be less and less and less because, I mean, the bigger books that grab it are going to buy out everybody else.
Yeah, you were saying a week or two ago that you think once everything settles in a few years, there will be just a couple of the mighty books standing among all these that are out there fighting for market share. Now, they'll probably make their money because they'll get bought out. So the guys who are in leadership roles still get their money, I guess. But as far as the number of books, you said that's going to get thinned out for sure.
Yep, exactly.
All right, there's the music. One more segment. Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com. Always on Fridays, use the hashtag AskBP, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're trying to upright this car that flipped earlier over here off Briley Parkway at I-40. It's not causing too much of a backup like it was earlier, but it's still over here nonetheless near the airport on Briley Parkway just off the interstate. Traffic still moving right now, 65, coming up through Brentwood, Franklin. Just watch your speed. Lots of radar out here already this morning. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Napa know-how.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 6/30/21.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/strikeandspare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson goes back-to-back with wins, this time at his home racetrack at Sonoma. Up next, they are going for a bag of cash, $1 million and a trophy and no points. All-star racing from Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
I guess, Brad, that promo's kind of ironic, isn't it? Wow. Every time they play that promo, Brad, they add more teams. That's what's happening here.
Gosh. Think about the popular clubs in Vegas. It's usually the clubs that don't welcome everybody. Usually, yeah, you at the very least have to dress a certain way. A lot of clubs that you want to attend, you have to have a certain amount of money. But those tend to be the clubs that everybody wants to get in. But they don't include everybody. They're exclusive, not inclusive. I could do several podcasts on this whole thing, but I guess really what it comes down to is college football, and I've said this many times, reflects our society and is Americana more than any other sport, in my opinion, just because the different traditions across the entire country. And I think one of the results of, you know, inclusion, everyone wants to be included, is, you know, the last generation or two has been given participation trophies and been told everyone's special and everyone, you know, has a role. And you're starting to see this bleed through other points of society when the reality is not everyone's special. Not everyone can be included. You have to work. You have to build yourself and work yourself to get in there. That there is value to working hard, and there's value at the light of being at the end of the tunnel. And me personally, where I come from, I don't want to be just given stuff to me. I want to work for it. I want to earn stuff.
Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com. Brad, sad news. I assume you talked to Crazy Charlie about it, but the biggest news today is Crazy Charlie's moving on from the show. So from now on, when we dial you up, there'll be somebody else connecting you.
And that's pretty sad because I've talked with Charlie now for a decade plus.
Was he here in the very beginning? He was Sirius XM days. Is he the first guy you would get on with?
It was Jeff. It was Jeff Turner.
Oh, Jeff Turner.
And, I still talk to Jeff in that quite a bit now. But Crazy Charlie was there within a year after that point. So I've been talking to Crazy Charlie for a long time, and Charlie's a good guy. And it's going to be sad that I'm not going to, even if it was a 20-second conversation each week. I valued that little interaction, and I'm going to miss him. I just am. That's just the way it is.
Brad, we'll let you out the door, good friend. Appreciate it. We'll see you next Friday.
All right. Take care, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
BradPowerSports.com with us. And if you go to his site, you can hit the Bill King tab up top, and you can get all his info. Right now, he's still handing out. I believe Rob was pointing this out. He's still got his newsletter that's free. It won't be free for long, and I don't think he's going to do that again next spring. But for right now, you can get that. Gator Dave is weighed in here. He says, shout out to Crazy Charlie and his time on the Bill King Show and on Nashville Sports Radio. We're going to miss the short conversations every week for the last few years right before I would come on the air to talk to Bill. Yeah, it's like I told you folks, very early in the week. It might have been Monday. I was walking in Lowe's, actually, when I got Crazy Charlie. I didn't know that I got a phone call, and I saw a message, and it was a long message, which is not like Crazy Charlie. He's not a long message, long-winded, going to leave you some. No, it's usually something real quick. And when I heard that message, I was, needless to say, my mouth was agape. Yeah, needless to say. That was tough. So I had been all week long doing the show. I'd been dreading today because I knew today would be the day, and I knew that today would probably be the announcement. And it was tough. But you know what? I do think that this could be a moment where Crazy Charlie looks back, and it resets his career, resets his pathway, and it turns out to be a marvelous decision. It could very well be. I'm not saying it won't be. It might be. But it'll be tough. Yeah, it'll be tough. And you know what? When Jim from Jupiter called and he said, yeah, Bill, I've been through all kinds of people, producers. Remember that guy who liked the the Lady Gaga concerts? Yeah. When we're at the Baby Space Needle, and that's connected to the Bridgestone Arena, right? And that's where you're going to have all your concerts. Doesn't matter what the musical genre is, that's where all the concerts are, pretty much. And we'd see people lined up, and if it were Lady Gaga, I mean, they'd be lined up on the street and down the street, and they'd already have on all their like Halloween, because they call themselves the Monsters, right? So they all dress up in like Halloween clothes. You'd see hundreds, if not thousands, of people lined up. And during a commercial break, we'd look out. We could see them. And I guess that's who he was referring to, Jeff Turn, when it comes to that. Wow. And sometimes when they would have country music get-togethers, they'd have guards at the front, and we'd have to explain to them that we worked in that building, because they try not to let us in the building where we would do the show. We'd have to talk our way in through there just to get in to do our jobs. That place could be either desolate in the morning when we would get there, or it could be packed. It's one or the other with something going on. No, some very, very good memories there. Coach Marshall is staying this weekend at the Omni. And his wife just posted a picture. They had a nice breakfast there at Kitchen Notes. And Coach Marshall, you see him all the time. Yeah, you see him all the time. And you'll see him at our events from time to time. And came to commitments. He hangs out, man. Yeah, he hangs out a lot. No, I'm glad you're having a good time over there. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're trying to upright this car that flipped earlier over here off Briley Parkway at I-40. It's not causing too much of a backup like it was earlier, but it's still over here nonetheless near the airport on Briley Parkway just off the interstate. Traffic still moving right now, 65, coming up through Brentwood, Franklin. Just watch your speed. Lots of radar out here already this morning. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the new Callaway Epic Woods and Apex Irons with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology. Or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com. Come.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally led it in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 87. For tonight, partly cloudy, 72. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs near 90. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows, 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Says one of her fondest memories of Crazy Charlie is when she said the S word on the show. She said shite on the show, except she didn't pronounce it that way. And I remember exactly where we were. We were doing, and it was a few years ago, the Rod Reed golf tournament at Ted Rhodes. And we've been out there several years to do it. And it's always in the spring. Anyways, and I don't even remember what the topic was, but Karen called in, was talking about something, used the S word, got cut off, and then got banned by Crazy Charlie. I don't remember how long the ban lasted. I don't remember, but she brought that up. She was laughing about it. I've got several fears. I've got two main fears about Crazy, among others, about Crazy Charlie leaving the auditorium about the show. Number one is nothing gets me probably like when we get on the air. For some reason, I didn't check the streaming. And then I get on the air and then I get bombarded. Bill, the stream's down. Bill, the stream's down. Bill. Now, first of all, and I know you folks don't know this, I have no control over that. The Wilco location is not where all the engineering muscle is. It's where Crazy Charlie is at the home base at WNSR. All I can do is relay the information. Whoever, and Adam will be fine with it, but Adam's not going to do that permanently. He's going to hire somebody to do it. But whenever that happens, God knows if we'll get it fixed, at least during the show that morning. That's one fear. And the second one is, like I told you, that one time, and it doesn't even happen once a month, but it'll probably happen soon just because of bad luck. But I'll be doing the show. Angry Unicorn comes running right through, mad, ticked off, runs right through everything, knocks me off the air. Usually we get back on pretty quick, right? I'm thinking that might be a show killer that day. Those are two of my fears right there. That might be the show killer for that day. Will we rebound as quickly as we typically do with Crazy Charlie? Because Crazy Charlie can do one of two things. He can either grab the mic and take over, which he does, or he can hit a commercial break. Or sometimes it's a caller talking, and he'll just let the caller talk, and nobody really even knows. Does it make a noise when I get knocked off? I don't know. I don't really know. But whoever the new guy is, I don't know if they won't be able to handle this in the beginning. I'm just telling you, folks, just prepare yourself. Absolutely prepare for some hiccups. We'll find out just how spoiled we were pretty quick. I'm guessing. Crazy Charlie, you have anything else you want to say before we sign off here on the show?
I just want to say thanks to everybody. Thanks for all the support, all the kind words. It's actually moved along a lot faster. Bill, the rest of the week was very slow. You know, it's been very difficult having to talk to you, having to talk to Todd, having to talk to everybody out there. It's been a lot of very, very difficult conversations this week. This morning was not easy for me, and the coming days are going to be very, very difficult for me as my life turns into something I was not looking forward to or anticipating. And every time I take a box off the shelf or every time I move something from here to there, I'm going to be pretty pissed off about it, Bill. But that's the motivation, the inspiration I'm going to need to regroup, rebuild, and start looking at that next climb, that next mountain, whatever that may be, in or out of the entertainment business. Got to find a way to succeed, got to find a way to survive, got to find a way to take care of the family. So that's where I'm heading. So I appreciate each and every one of you. It's been a fantastic 10 years here from SiriusXM back to WNSR, and who knows where we'll end up. I'm not closing any doors, and I'm certainly not saying no to anything. I'm going to pick up the phone, answer every email, and I'm going to have conversations with anybody. I have no idea what happens the minute I clock out here at 11 a.m. here in a local market at the end of my air shift. I have no idea what happens moving forward, but I know I'll be out there. I'll always be available to every one of you, and I will be in touch. So don't hesitate. Reach out. Let me know what's going on. I'm always up for the interaction.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Crazy Charlie. You've handled this very well. today.
Thanks, and just appreciate the radio station. You know, it's typically in these scenarios, is the second they find out that you're no longer a part of the future, you are removed and eliminated from the radio station completely. And we had a very good long conversation about that very thing, and they trusted me to be a good, solid professional on the way out the door, and that's exactly how I intend to wrap it up. You never know, Bill. I may end up back here with you as soon as a few months from now. I don't know what the future holds. I legitimately cannot look past the next couple of weeks at this point. Once things start to calm down, I'll update everybody. So, Bill, thank you. It's been an incredible adventure from the first time I met you here at WNSR to when you dragged me over to SiriusXM, telephonic coordinating, producing, filling in for you, and just being a friend and hanging out, having some drinks at the Omni. I'll miss that. I'll miss hanging out with you, having breakfast, miss being at the Omni, miss seeing Todd, and the whole thing, man. I commit miss. Who knows, Bill? Maybe we'll all see each other again real soon. I think I'm going to get online and see if I can buy a ticket for that event.
I think you're on the don't have to buy a ticket list.
I'll see if Music City Todd can put me on the VIP list for that night, and maybe everybody come on into town and we'll all get together again that night.
All right, sad day. A Friday that I was not wanting to get to. I always tell you, Fridays aren't that important to me. I love every day. Mondays are awesome. We get started. I did not want to get to this Friday. I tried to figure out a way not to get to Friday, and it failed. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. I hope that's not the last time I say that. I hope so. I don't plan on it being. Market. I haven't even looked at the market. I couldn't tell you. Hadn't really mattered to me much this morning. At Billis King. Again, we'll be on the golf course Monday. I'll start my show at 7 just because that's what we do on that day. We're at the golf course only that day. And by the way, I'm going to be on Greg's show, Greg and John's show, here in just a second. I believe they want to talk expansion with me. So I'll be back in just a millisecond here on, at least on the mothership, WNSR Lodge Pop.